A president admits his heart and best intentions contradict the facts, and his popularity soars. Russian troll farms flood social media with fake news that reaches 130 million Americans. Your phone serves you ads for products you only mentioned in private conversation. Welcome to the post-truth era, where lies spread six times faster than truth, and trust has become the scarcest commodity in business. We're not just living through a crisis of information, we're experiencing the collapse of reality itself as a shared concept. What happens when consumers can no longer distinguish truth from fiction, and brands built on trust find themselves operating in a world where truth is optional? The answer isn't just troubling for democracy, it's an existential threat to every organization that depends on consumer confidence. Our brains weren't designed for the digital age. System 1, fast, instinctual, automatic, drives our social media scrolling, while System 2, slow, deliberate, logical, remains disengaged. This cognitive vulnerability has been weaponized. When playwright Steve Tesich coined post-truth in the 1990s, he observed something chilling. Americans had freely decided to live in some post-truth world, preferring comforting lies to uncomfortable truths. Today, that preference has been industrialized. Deepfakes show people giving speeches they never made. Twitter identified over 2,700 Russian accounts sending 1.4 million messages in 2 months. Facebook admitted Russian-purchased ads reached nearly 130 million Americans. The most insidious aspect isn't the lies themselves. It's the deliberate creation of infosmog, a fog of falsehoods where determining reality becomes impossible. This content thrives because it's never boring. It's loud, outrageous, shocking, leaving mainstream media struggling to compete. For brands, the implications are staggering. When 70% of consumers worry about fake news and media becomes the least trusted institution, every business relationship stands on quicksand. Have you noticed ads appearing for things you just discussed? That's not paranoia, it's business. Research shows 79% of people globally worry about online privacy, with over half of British adults finding personalized ads creepy. The Cambridge Analytica scandal exposed how 87 million Facebook users' data was harvested to target voters with personalized political ads. Voice-activated devices particularly unnerve users. 76% fear smart home technology could become surveillance machines. Yahoo suffered breaches affecting all 3 billion accounts. Facebook admitted most public profiles could have been scraped. Only 20% trust how organizations store their information. Yet here's the paradox. Many willingly trade privacy for clear benefits. Elderly people maintain independence through IoT monitoring. PayPal earns high trust precisely because it protects what matters most, money. Privacy isn't dead, but trust determines whether consumers share data. The EU's GDPR represents a radical power shift from digital giants to individuals, creating what one expert calls an incredible breakthrough protecting democratic society itself. Traditional marketing is dying. The Havas Group's Meaningful Brands survey reveals 74% of brands could disappear tomorrow without consumers caring, while 60% of company content is deemed poor or irrelevant. We're drowning in infosmog, an overwhelming flood of advertising and information competing for attention 24/7. Consumers respond with ad blockers and avoidance. P&G cut $100 million in digital spending with minimal business impact, proving the ads were largely ineffective. Ad fraud now threatens to exceed $50 billion globally, becoming organized crime's second largest revenue source after drugs. Dave Trott's devastating statistic, 89% of advertising isn't noticed or remembered, with only 4% remembered positively. Smart brands have pivoted entirely, transforming consumers into marketing channels. Adidas exemplifies this through dark social tactics, leveraging private messaging apps to build hyper-local squads in cities worldwide, creating exclusive communities that generate organic engagement. Today's consumers seek transformational relationships with brands, willing to pay more for products delivering well-being and fulfillment, but only if commitment feels sincere. Successful brands understand what people need, leverage their strengths, and build bridges between the two rather than manipulating consumers. In an era of informed consumers with endless choices, community-based marketing has become essential. Nike, Starbucks, and Google built success through authentic community engagement. However, purpose washing, treating authenticity as mere marketing rather than core business strategy, appears manufactured and fails. Harley-Davidson's Harley Owners Group exemplifies this with over a million devoted members across 1,500 chapters worldwide, transforming the brand into a lifestyle and culture, not just a product. Patagonia represents the activist brand model, though paradoxically, their anti-consumption messaging often boosts sales. Their Don't Buy This Jacket campaign demonstrates this tension. Founder Yvonne Chouinard admits, "I've been a businessman for almost 60 years. It's as difficult for me to say those words as it is for someone to admit being an alcoholic or a lawyer." The triple bottom line measures success beyond profit to include people and planet. B Lab certifies companies meeting rigorous standards of social sustainability, transparency, and environmental performance. With 85% of Americans engaging in activism annually, informed consumers increasingly demand brands give back meaningfully, starting with paying proper taxes. Blockchain technology is transforming retail by enabling unprecedented transparency. Consumers can now access detailed product information beyond PR narratives, as blockchain gives physical products digital identities linked to distributed ledgers, creating verifiable digital handshakes throughout the supply chain. Fashion Revolution's Transparency Index reveals the industry's challenge. Global fashion brands average just 49 out of 250 points, with the organization stating that lack of transparency costs lives. Everlane demonstrates transparent pricing by letting consumers choose what they pay for over stock items, with clear explanations of how different price points benefit the company. Voice-activated technology is revolutionizing ethical e-commerce. Predictions suggest half of all searches will be voice-based, allowing consumers to delegate ethical purchasing decisions to AI assistants, leveraging blockchain-verified sourcing. Healthcare is experiencing similar transformation, with blockchain enabling encrypted health information to be securely shared between providers without privacy breaches. In today's marketplace, where genuine brand differentiation is rare, transparent practices provide competitive advantage by enabling truly informed purchasing decisions and building trust. Five principles define survival in the post-truth era. Be authentic. Obsess over heritage and origins, highlight individuality, engage informed consumers making intentional choices. Fakery fails. Be transparent. From environmental standards to labor practices, lies get exposed. Claims must be truthful, substantiated, and open to scrutiny. Respect privacy. It's a fundamental human right requiring protection. Demonstrate ethical data use with clarity of purpose. Demonstrate empathy. Consumers want moral alignment with their purchases and gravitate toward brands reflecting their values. Own mistakes openly. Publish mission statements and social impact reports. Be trustworthy. In a world of endless choice, mistrusted brands lose while trusted ones win. The most trusted brands have proven credentials over time, maintain clear connections to makers or innovators, or build transparency into their business model. Their trustworthiness comes from aligning actions with claims while behaving honestly, competently, reliably, and empathetically. What if brands approached truth not as optional marketing, but as their fundamental reason for existence? In our increasingly skeptical world, this might be the only sustainable path forward, not just for business success, but for rebuilding the social fabric connecting us all. Trust isn't a tactic anymore. It's everything.